Okay, hello everyone. This is Kenji. Apologies for starting a little bit late. So we will give you the full hour of the Shakti and the energy. So welcome to the full moon eclipse. And let me see here. Oh, it is a lunar eclipse today. That's just as good. So these eclipses, they're portals and doorways. And for today, it will be specifically for becoming aware of what you're not aware of and being able to move that forward into consciousness. As you know, wow, the whole world's going through some big time challenges, huh? I mean, really big. Probably never before seen on the planet on this level, in this way. And as we always suggest, stay detached from all of that tribal chaos. Do your best to be observant and awake and don't take anything on. We've talked a lot about in the past about unconscious imprints that have affected our lives. And regarding this lifetime, imprints usually occur pretty deeply within the first 2 or 3 years of life and overall through the first 7 years of your life primarily. And these imprints and the parents you pick, etc., are all to mirror your past life patterns. And sometimes we're just very unaware of what these are. So today, together we're going to create the intention to become aware of what we're not aware of, to become aware of what's in the shadow part of us, which is also reflected in the shadow parts of humanity. So the game, the old game, is being played out, as you can see. The outcome, well, you know, in some ways is unknown at this point regarding how long it's going to take for all this stuff to shift and change. And as we have said many times, the system of the globe, the planet, the countries, the systems are crumbling and falling apart. And you need to let them fall apart. Don't try to save a sinking ship. You need to let it sink so it can be resurrected. So let's do this. So let's get in a comfortable place. And we're going to introduce to some of you, well, many of you, a new way of grounding, which I think you will find very interesting. So we're going to call forth the pillars of light collectively. And what I'd like you to do is to stand up from where you are and face east. And with your arms outstretched, you're going to invoke from the archangels a pillar of light to represent the east. Take a deep breath. Okay, now turn to the south and do the same thing. Take a deep breath. And now facing east, invoke the power of that particular pillar of light to be established in your physical presence, in your physical dwelling. And then we're going to end up, after we take another deep breath, facing the north, and invoking the fourth pillar of light. Okay, so now you can make yourself comfortable. We're going to invite your family members, your ancestors, and your pets to experience this lunar eclipse activation. Now, we're making reference to the movie The Matrix, which maybe some of you have not seen. We suggest that you rent it or watch it on cable or DirecTV, Dish, whatever you have. Because it really, not only was it ahead of its time, but it represents what we're stuck in. We're all trying to move out of this matrix of limitation. So what we're going to do today, among other things, is to help you to become aware of any level of interference that you may be receiving physically, energetically, emotionally, psychologically, and etherically. So again, we ask the question, is it possible to move out of the realm of pain and suffering and into a different kind of matrix, a different vibration and frequency that we call the Divine Feminine that is within you? It is going to be the feminine that's going to help heal the chaos of the world and that which is within yourself as well. And we've talked many, many moons about blessings coming from grace, that Christos energy that comes from the great central sun. And today we're going to help you with the integration and embodiment of these blessings. Okay, we'd like you to feel support from the earth. From the bottoms of your feet, the soles of your feet. Now, bring your awareness to the core of the earth and move actually beyond what you believe to be the core energy of the earth and see if you can imagine kind of like a vacuum, an empty space deep within the core of the fire of the earth, the light of the earth. All right, now you have chakras in your feet. Imagine also that deep within the chakras of your feet and the chakras even below your feet is also a similar empty space or void that is beyond the light of your chakras. And you're going to connect in your own creative way the void within the earth and that void within the chakras of your feet. And you're going to feel and imagine when lava cools, when it's on the surface of the earth and it begins to interact with the elements on the surface of the earth, that fire, that primal energy, that heat and that light and that power begins to solidify and become very solid. So you want to feel that solidness moving into the bones of your feet. You can feel them moving into your toe joints and into the main bone of your feet and slowly moving through your ankles and then upwards towards the top of your spine and then downwards through your arms into your hand chakras and into the fingers. So we want you to feel what it's like, this frequency vibration moving through the bones of your body, through the structural anatomy of your physical body, as well as your etheric body. Now be open to medical conditions affecting your bones and joints to make a shift. You don't have to know what kind of shift, just the shift. Shift meaning a change. Now it'll move up on its own. So you can take your attention off that now. Now, what we're going to do, as the energies have been coming in since the start of the call, we want to begin to feel the energetics of the space around your body. And again, noticing the pillars of light. Now, you're going to invoke gradually the presence of your I Am Presence, the presence of your Oversoul, the presence of your Spirit. Okay, take a deep breath, and we're going to detach from tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, your pain body, your emotional body, your to-do list, and everything that's not going right in your life. So, detaching from your problems, your issues, your stuff, your story, your history, your uncertainty about your future. And just let that be for a moment. Now, we're going to ask you to step away from the body a bit. Oh, let's just say a foot or two. It can be to either side. It can be above your body. It could even be below your body. So on this level, there's no space-time. All right. And you're going to ask your inner child. Because on one level, your inner child is connected to everything. You're going to ask your little one to come forth and be with you. And you're going to make a telepathic connection through the throat, through your throat chakra. Okay, your soul with your inner child, so that you can begin to hear and receive the voice of your little one, who knows quite a bit. And we're also going to call forth your guardian angel to be somewhere in your field. And again, you're going to open up your clairaudient channels, your throat chakra, and to establish on a deeper level now communication with your guardian angel. Oh, and by the way, guardian angels, one of the things they love to do with you is when you go out to eat or you go out in nature or when you're driving your car alone, it really likes to hang out with you. And those are really some good times to communicate telepathically. So part of this eclipse energy is going to help you to fine-tune your clairaudience, your clairvoyance, your clairsentience, your telepathic ability, your teleportation ability, all those things that on some level you know that you can do. And as you know, we are moving into the fifth dimension. And it may not be easy. But again, it's necessarily not difficult either. Let's just say it's going to be how you make it to be. Feel free also during this activation to post anything on the webcast page that you feel I might like to know. Specifically, though, your experiences rather than questions. Okay, we want you now to imagine the unconscious areas in your own matrix. And we'd like you to notice and to feel into, to tap into the very, 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 very dark areas of your incarnation and your past history, and the imprinting, the conditioning. So from this level of being neutral in enchanted neutrality, you'll begin to notice objectively these areas that you, I know, want to bring into the light, that you want to bring into awareness. Now, there's no good or bad here on this level. It's just a matter of being awake, alert, and conscious. So another way to phrase it is begin to tap into unconsciously the unconscious parts of you, the parts of you that went unconscious, that went numb, that went into hiding, that spaced out, that got traumatized out of your primary life stream energy. So we could also say that you can begin to tune into any traumatic experience that has not been resolved by your soul, let alone your ego. Or, to put it another way, to tune into those areas of unconscious self-doubt, or non-acceptance of what is. So remember that when you have an injury, emotional trauma, a big life experience that perhaps came on suddenly, unexpectedly, and you went through a lot of trauma, like post-traumatic stress disorder, which is not really disorder, it's just the pattern that results from a traumatic experience on the earth plane. Or it could even have been on the astral plane, or even in your dream state that's related to your physical incarnation. Now, what you want to do is invoke within you the power of forgiveness, the power of compassion, the power of wisdom. So as you tune in, you're just simply going to feel and experience. No judgment, no thinking about it. Just going to feel that energy that you stuffed, that you hid away, that you neglected or ignored. Because here in this call, in this space, you have full permission to be, to allow, to receive, to become, to experience without judgment. Let that grounding energy from the earth continue to move through your bones and your body. And your bones, as well as the muscles and connective tissue and the nervous system of your body, can carry the effects of trauma and unconsciousness. So what we want to do here is to give the body, give the brain full permission to begin to allow the shift to occur. Whatever shift is needing to occur now into whatever destiny that you are destined to destiny. Okay, take a deep breath. Now, ask your little one, your inner child, for any assistance if you are believing you're not experiencing much. And now, you be the student, and the teacher is going to be your inner child. So allow your inner child to guide you to that place of where you can experience and feel and sense and know the shadows. We are bringing the shadows into the light or into the field of oneness. You can also ask your guardian angel for assistance. Now, I want you to invoke at this point a pyramid of light. This is a four-sided pyramid of light. This is going to be an acceleration chamber, if you will. A geometric, a sacred geometric vibrational enhancement through this pyramid of light. It's a four-sided pyramid of light, and the sides can correspond to the four archangel pillars of light. And the base of that, well, actually, it's now an eight-sided octahedron. So we have a double pyramid representing itself from as above, so below, sharing a common base, which is your grounding factor. Your body is completely encompassed in this octahedron of light. So you can feel as if you are in the center of this force field of energy that is self-correcting, the misalignments within your anatomy, be it physical, spiritual, emotional, mental, etheric. It is like resetting. To your default state. You know, factory settings. That's like the settings that you were defaulted with when you came from Prime Source. Factory setting. Manufacturer's default setting. So that's going to include your brain function. And many of you may begin to experience some weird stuff happening in your head. So yeah, that's all normal. And you may feel some stuff happening in your solar plexus, the base of your spine, your heart, your eyes, ears, your hearing. So if somehow, for many lifetimes, or a few, every time we came to the earth, we got somehow trapped in this matrix of illusion. It is like a simulated program that's not real, but appears to be real. And each lifetime, you seem to like have this urge to want to break free. Because you sense something's not right here. Something is just not right. Something fishy about this reality. Doesn't make sense. Now, also, apparently, what was instilled in this artificial matrix, simulated program of life on Earth, human evolution, there appears to have been installed a ceiling, if you will, that was put on consciousness, at least in the human body or through the human body, to where you could only go so far and that's it. Boom, hit a wall. You know that feeling? Although there have been a few souls over the eons of time that have been able to break through this barrier, this veiling, if you will, to become free. And we call those ascended masters as an example, which is more than an enlightened being. So those masters have mastered all of third, fourth, fifth dimensional understandings. They have mastered embodiments in the lower worlds. Now, they've stuck around, believe it or not, to help us. So there are the famous ones, and then the ones that you have no idea exist. Same with the archangels. So let's imagine that you are assigned at least one archangel to assist you with your evolution here, and that you are assigned a few ascended masters. And that somehow you forgot. Because part of what being birthed into this artificial matrix is that you forget many things. So now, this year especially, is the time to remember. And definitely the time to begin to wake up. So we're not saying like fully awake by tomorrow night, but if you wake up a little bit each day, pretty soon, yeah, man, you'll be there. There meaning being able to express the oneness through your personal life. Okay, breathe. So, lunar eclipse. That means at some point the moon's going to become very dark. That's all that means. It's shadowing itself for a moment. Okay, so we're going to breathe into the solar plexus. Allow an openness there in your solar plexus. And breathe very gently into the base of your spine, your sacrum bone, that represents your original 8 cells of creation. And then just simply allow healing frequencies or transformational frequencies to begin to resonate in that area. Solar plexus, base of your spine, your original 8 cells of creation. Now we're going to call forward the power of the great central sun, the energies of the Christed awareness, Christed consciousness, that moves to the core of the great central sun, into our galaxy, into our universe and solar system, into our field, and eventually into our physical brain and our heart center. Now, as things become very still within you, that is the place of your power, in that stillness. Everything is. So you are allowing the mind to become quiet. You're allowing your solar plexus to calm down and become tranquil, like a clear, serene mountain lake. Okay, take a deep breath up into the pineal pituitary thalamus. We're going to activate the brain. And we're still in the octahedron. Many of you may have passed out or zoned out. It's all right. Allow the bliss to keep moving. Okay, breathe, pineal, pituitary, thalamus. You may notice that your body is hardly breathing, and actually, your body can be very much alive with the lungs not breathing at all. Okay, deep breath. We're going to bring awareness to the neck. We're going to ask your inner child to show you where you've gone unconscious in your throat chakra. So just allow your little one to point or to give you specific location physically of where you went unconscious in your throat chakra, in your voice, in your connection between mind and heart, where you went, shall we say, where you gave your power regarding your self-expression. Where you shut down the power of the word. Where you shut down maybe your level of light language. Or perhaps where you disconnected from your ability to read the Akashic records. Or to read the soul of another person, or an animal, or a plant, or a crystal. Where you basically went into hiding because of another person, place, or thing. We're going to ask your parents, whether they're here or on the other side, to also look into their throat chakra, their throat center, to see where they have gone unconscious, where they went numb, where they fell asleep at the wheel. We'll also ask your kids, same thing, to look at where they went into weakness regarding their personal expression and the power of their voice. Allow your inner child to show you where you went weak with your voice. In order to fit in, or in order to not be heard again, or in order to feel safe in the world, in order to get that job that you really wanted, or that mate that you believed was your soulmate, or that house that you believe was your ideal home. Okay, notice where that earth energy vibration is in your body in relationship to your bones. Going to call forth your council energy. This is on a very deep and high level, your council energies. So you are part of this quantum level council of beings who, as a collective, have a specific purpose regarding Earth. Its destiny, your destiny, destiny of humanity, as well as all of the creatures and animals upon the planet. So we shall say about wildlife of Earth. Okay, your inner child is going to point out, and this could be through any level here. It could be through imagery, it could be through direct knowing, a feeling, a sensation. A sound or a tone. Of where you're trapped in the matrix. Or to put it another way, that place where you're stuck in the density of duality and judgment and conflict. Yeah, contemplate this as a soul. If the body and if the mind is in so much discomfort, one may have a difficult time in clarifying one's spiritual direction, life path, destiny pattern. Who am I? Where am I going? How am I going to get there? I just know I'm a little stuck and I don't know what to do. So those levels of discomfort causes the suffering unless we comprehend the meaning of those symptoms or conditions. So we're going to ask you as a soul being, are you ready for the body to shift with the help of this lunar eclipse? And full moon energies. Are you truly, truly, truly ready to make the move? To say yes to forward movement? To say yes to go through whatever you need to go through in order to be that expression of enlightened living upon the earth as you allow. And are you ready? Is the ego ready? Is the personality structure ready to come out of the closet and to be in the marketplace, to be with people, no matter what? Are you ready to reconnect with nature so that you can find your hormonal balance, your enzymes balance? Brain balancing. Are you ready to shift back to your original state of beingness before you got immersed in this illusionary matrix that we call life on earth, societal living? Can you be free from all of the dogma on the planet, be it political, military, economics, religious, metaphysics? Medicine, etc. Are you ready to be free of all belief systems that have kept you in the doghouse, that have kept you stuck, mired in the muck of the swamp? You know you can fly. You've just wondered for many, many, many decades, how are you going to be able to do that again? And, most importantly, are you ready to live a life without pain? And if so, then what would you do with your life if you had no pain? you had no worries, if you had no self-doubt, if you had no self-judgment, if the critical mind was completely non-existent, could you live upon the earth in that state without freaking out? Okay, deep breath. Now, just bring your awareness to your jaw, your TMJ, your jaw. And we're going to ask your guardian angel to play along with this here and to point out to you, your awareness, where you might be stuck in your jaw, where you're holding chronic tension, unconscious chronic tension in your jaw joint. Your TMJ. Keeping the forehead of the body relaxed. Keeping the eyelids relaxed. Fingers and toes relaxed. Now, create instinctively from your creativity an outlet for the chronic tension that may be in your jaw. A creative outlet, be it writing, dancing, exploring nature, photography, cooking. Any kind of creative outlet. Now, there's one other place here that we'll need to address, and that is either the emotional pain or the anger or upsetness, or in some cases, the rage, which is simply unexpressed emotional energy. For you to become aware of any hidden shadow aspect of where you're holding this energy in your system and not allowing it to circulate freely. Okay, breathe. Alright, you're going to receive in little waves, not big waves, in little waves through the apexes of your octahedron, as above, so below, the energies of the great central sun that are going to be stimulating and moving through the apexes of your two pyramids to your body. And you just simply receive and allow. Now be open to the fact that you can have conscious access to your own personal Akashic records. And that you can use the wisdom of reading your records, so to speak, to assist your spiritual journey back into the oneness. Okay, we're going to invoke the violet fire, a violet light, not purple, violet, translucent, crystalline light, violet light, to move through your home, your automobiles, your workplace, your office space, your healing room space. To remove all energies that are not yours. To begin to uplift all the dense energies that may be there. To bring a vibration of enlightenment. Into your space. Okay, we're going to begin to slowly dissolve the octahedron. You're still going to be surrounded in a bubble of light. Now, we'd like you to invoke for your home, specifically for your home, a bell-like energy force field. Bell, B-E-L-L, like, L-I-K-E, a bell-like looking energy structure over your home. Divine protection. You can make it golden if you want. Okay, now as we slowly come back to physical awareness and the earth plane, you're going to begin to wrap around your physical body, your spiritual essence. That's from your I Am. That's from your God spark. All the way around your body, below your feet, above your head, all the way around your body, to where it feels comfortable. Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, you're going to put a golden rod in your spinal column to encompass cervical 1 and 2, atlas and axis, vertebrae, all the way down to include your sacrum, your coccyx, your tailbone. Golden rod of light, which is also is connected to your grounding with the earth and your divine connections with prime source and the heavenly realms, the true heavenly realms, not the heavenly realms of this matrix that we've been born into, but the true heavenly realms. Okay, we're going to breathe in the energies of clear thought, clear emotions, clear thinking, clear expressing, divine clarity within all things. So breathe that in and begin to become that vibration. Divine clarity. We're also going to breathe in divine balance within all things. Going to breathe in the energy and vibration of the power to know thyself. And the power to be as God created me. Again, you're going to let go of all energies that are not yours that might still be in your field and in your body. Releasing all bindings, attachments, and cords. Okay, ask your inner child to reset your brain now in a very fun, creative way. So in this resetting of the brain, you're going to begin to feel what it's like to sleep peacefully at night. What it will be like to eat peacefully and slowly with your meals. Breathing in the capacity to take time out and to give to yourself. The love, the nourishment, the light that sustains you day to day. And we're going to ask you to begin to receive the true power, energy and frequencies of the true Lord's Prayer. The true Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer that came from Prime Source directly to humanity's messengers. Okay, so as you're ready, you're going to slowly, if you are ready, to open your eyes. Those of you that want to stay in the zone for a while, just stay in the zone for a while. So you want to feel the soles of your feet once again, and to feel now how you are sensing how different your grounding is, and perhaps how different you are sitting and are standing. And notice tonight how you may be walking differently. Allow the blessings to continue. Allow that love energy, that very supportive energy of non-judgment, of total nurturing, loving support be with you. So So thank your guardian angel, thank your inner child, thank your counsel. Thank your team. And remembering to drink water. Remembering to be very grounded if you have to drive your car today. Remembering to laugh and cry and sing, tell stupid jokes, all that good stuff. For the best is yet to come. You're on the verge of some amazing changes in your life. So until next time, we send the Red Rock blessings. We send the blessings from the monsoons. May they nourish your land where you are. So until next time, peace. Aloha.